Hello, this is Ron Corville and Podcasts of the Past. For many young Americans, the American dream appears to be an ideology from the past, which, by all statistical means, is possible, but still seems to be very far from current reality. However, the American dream is real, and my grandfather lived out three key tenets of the American dream: monetary success, family, and religion. My grandfather was born to humble beginnings, and he worked his way from being a technician to the chief operating officer of a multi-million dollar company. On top of that, he started a family with the woman he loves, and through all of this, he was guided by his faith. When I asked him about the start of his career, he told me of his experience going from trade school to working as the chief operating officer of a multi-million dollar company.
Actually, whenever I graduated from high school, I went to a vocational technical school, and I was interested in electronics, so I learned electronics. Wow. You know, it was a two-year class. I mean, every day we had, you know, lectures every day, and we had to do, you know, lab work and stuff like that. We had to build electronic stuff. They had like where you could build a transmitter and receiver and stuff like that. But so I was interested in electronics, and then after I graduated from the school, you know, I worked at a couple of little places part-time doing other things like that, you know, like fixing, right, you know, TVs and whenever you used to be able to do that. And yeah, then I had a friend, my best friend, Mike Hardy, was working at Datacom. And I wanted to do what he was doing. I wanted to work there, you know. So I went over there and checked it out, and then, you know, I got the job, you know, so I started working over there, and started as a technician, working offshore, flying out there, installing, you know, phones and stuff like that on rigs and platforms, you know, and I worked my way all the way up to actually the chief operating officer and president of the company.
Later, I asked him about why he wanted to start a family and what inspired him to do so.
Well, you know, I always looked at, you know, like my family, and I mean, it was just kind of like inborn in me, you know, that I wanted to do the same thing. I wanted to get married, you know, find a person that I love and get married, and and then would absolutely, you know, thought about having a family because, you know, that was part of it.
My grandfather attributes most of his major decisions to the help of God, and when I asked him how he transitioned through the different stages of life and learned to be a father, he told me this.
We prayed a lot. We asked God for guidance, you know, in everything we did, you know, and we raised both, which you know, we raised both your nanny and your daddy, up, you know, going to church on Sundays and stuff like that. And we would, you know, follow God's guidance, and we prayed. You know, when we had a decision to make, we would certainly pray about it and ask, you know, God to give us guidance on those decisions, whether they were large or small, you know. We wanted to do it right.
In conclusion, my grandfather lived the American dream and exhibited its qualities through the manner in which he conducted his life. He let God guide him through his decisions, and this guidance allowed him to be economically successful and successful in starting a family and raising his children well. We should strive to live a life that imitates the practices which led him to the success so that we can live out the American dream.